Okay, so let's just get started with the biggest news from the band. Municipal Waste just got signed to Nuclear Blast. Can you provide some comments on how that happened and how pleased you guys are with this deal?
Yeah, we just decided it was good to make a change and do something different. And we actually were, over the past few years, have been getting pretty close to some of the people that have worked there. One of Dave's good friends started working there a while ago, and he was really into the band and was a believer in us since like the early days, and he ended up joining Nuclear Blast, and we ended up just hanging out with those people and started to get to know them really well, and we ended up actually getting to know Nuclear Blast more than we knew the Earache office. So we kind of after a few years, we were like, why don't we just work with these guys, you know, they seem like good people, and it's good for us to make a change, you know.
And what do you foresee that the biggest changes are going to be?
Just for us, just a, you know, just a change of people to work with as far as like putting out a record and, you know, just dealing with every band aspect that we have, you know. And they want us to grow and they want us to be able to expand and you know, be able to do more stuff with our ideas, and that's exactly what we want to do.
The biggest changes between, you know, Earache and Nuclear Blast when it comes to releasing the album and stuff?
I'm looking forward to seeing the change and the difference, and I just want to see what they can do for us, you know, like seeing as how into the band that they seem to be. I think it's kind of exciting to see what we're going to do. You know, we're already have a lot of interesting ideas as far as like music videos go and tour and just, you know, cool stuff like that. You know, it's going to be a really interesting year next year for us. We're going to be in a lot of people's faces doing cool shit.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are recording the follow-up to Massive Aggressive. Can you give a little bit more details of what's going on, or how involved have you been since you've been out of commission for a week or so?
As far as like the direction of the album, I think it's going to be more of like just a classic Waste album instead of like the last album. We were like, oh, we gotta, you know, we want to do something serious. We're kind of frustrated with where we were as a band and just wanted to like branch out and do something different, do our own thing. And this one is more like, fuck everything, we're just going to write a Waste album, you know, and like do what we do best, and you know, we're just writing as many fucking killer songs as we can, and we're going to pick which ones are the best ones that to go on the album. So,
and how far along in the process are you guys?
We're about halfway done recording the album. Ryan's tracking right now, doing guitars. So we got drums and bass done, so we got to just do vocals and guitars. But everything's written. The songs are written. I mean, we have more than enough material for an album. Way more. We have more material than we've ever gone into the studio with. So that's really cool. So I think it's going to be some stuff.
And how do you see that? You know, I mean, over the years, I mean, since you guys have been going at it, how do you see that this writing process gets, you know, easier or harder? What's your opinion on it?
I guess over the years it gets more, there's more pressure on you to write more, write better, you know? It's kind of like when we first started writing, we didn't really give a fuck. I mean, we still don't really give a fuck. But it's a lot weirder to know that, like, a lot more people are going to hear this than you would expect it when you write your first album, you know? So I guess there's a little bit of pressure with that, and people expect things from us, which is weird, but they do, you know, and people like have grown up with this band now, you know, it's been around for 10 years, so people expect something, you know, they expect a certain quality, and I never want to let anyone down, so that's the only thing that I really give a shit about.
And what do you expect about from the album?
I've been listening to demos a lot, and it's fucking good. There's a lot of killer shit on there. So, I mean, it sounds like a better Waste album. You know, I don't want to say it sounds like Slayer and we're getting darker, and you know, we're gonna be experimental on this album. Not, we're a fucking thrash band, you know. We're not fucking, what is it? What do they call it? Hipster metal, or I don't know. We're not trying to fucking get fancy over here, you know. We're writing some fucking, just some rippers, you know. We want to write some fucking fun, fast songs, you know, that make people want to fucking beat the shit out of each other. So we're just trying to, like, you know, do that. That's what people expect from the Waste. That's what people want, you know. They're not expecting us to fucking break new ground, and, you know, we're not going to write the Black album or anything like that, you know. We're just writing rippers.
And, you know, in terms of keeping things fresh, I mean, since now everybody's saturated with all this music and everybody's doing, you know, thrash since it seemed to get revived a couple of years ago. So how do you guys, you know, manage to keep things interesting? What do you think is the most important thing?
For us is to keep having a good time while we're writing and we're, you know, playing. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. And to make sure that we don't take ourselves too seriously, because that's when people really start to fall off, when they start thinking they're super artists or something. You know, like, I just think the best thing to do is not take yourself too seriously and keep your fucking head level and stay down to earth and just, you know, be yourself, really.
And musically, how do you think that, I mean, how do you avoid sounding like, you know, all this legendary bands and stuff?
I mean, I'd love to not sound like a legendary band, but eventually be a legendary band, you know? Like, and I think all those bands that we admire the most, that you admire the most, are bands that just kind of set their own path and did what they want to do, instead of trying to sound like the next band that is that, you know? So that's where I think we stand apart. I mean, we're not really trying to sound like anybody else. We're just doing what we know. And, you know, that's what we know.
And when do you think it will be the point where you can think about it and be like, huh, we're actually one of those legendary bands now? What do you think will be the turning point?
When we're on the Big Five tour, and we're the fifth band. I don't know. But wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I guess.
The Big Five. We were like, who the fuck are these guys?
And you guys just did Hellfest in France, did a couple of shows in the U.S. How do you feel that, you know, people, I mean, your presence is growing every year, and how do you see that the momentum is on your side now?
It's great, man. It kind of seems like all our hard work over the past 10 years has finally paid off, you know? And, you know, we're starting to get a little bit of reward for sleeping on all those fucking floors for so many years. Yeah. So it kind of goes to show that, you know, if you stick with what you love and work hard enough, like, shit will eventually pay off, you know. And I'm definitely not rich, so the payoff is more like just seeing the music get to so many people. To me, that's the payoff. We're definitely not rich. I mean, we were on Earache, so think about it. But you know, like, the payoff for me is seeing the music get to so many people and to see the reaction to that many people and the fact that people get behind our band so much. I mean, that means a lot to us.
And what do you think that, was there like a turning point for you that you were about to be like, oh, fuck this, I'm going to go and get a real job and, you know, or start playing metalcore or something like that?
Fuck that, man. I would still be doing this if we were playing house shows. You know, the only time I'd be like, fuck this, is if I wasn't having fun, you know. That's the only time that I would pull out, you know. I definitely wouldn't try to start playing another kind of music to make it big. Like, that's not really what I'm fucking into, you know. if I play another kind of music, it's because I like that kind of music, you know? I would never do a metalcore band, is what I'm trying to say.
And what is your thoughts on all this, you know, all this modern bands that seem to come out of nowhere in the U.S., you know, make a bunch of money for a few albums and they just disappear? What is your thoughts on, you know, the now music, a lot of bands are not being able to leave a legacy due to the amount of bands out there and the poor quality of their work, basically.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we don't really make money in a band, and a lot of people start these bands and they pour all their money and their life and, you know, their dreams into doing a band, and they think that they're going to get rich and famous by doing it, and then three albums later and when they've, you know, cashed out their record label and cashed everything else out and they owe everyone on the planet money, they realize that it's like not really what it's cut out for, you know. And I think that has a lot to do with maybe the turnover of bands nowadays. You know, the internet, gas sure as hell isn't cheap either. And it's funny how people nowadays, I mean, people still want to pay for shows for small bands like it's the 80s, you know. If like a metal band is on their first tour in the U.S., you know, kids don't want to pay more than $5 to see them, you know. They think it's like 1985 or 84 or something, you know. I mean, and I think that hurts, you know. Like, I mean, I can't imagine how much money I've poured in to the first 5 years of the band, every dime I ever made, and was going into getting my van fixed and trying to get ready for the next tour that we're going to lose money on. And that people do, man. Everyone loses their ass, dude. Every band starting out, unless there's a rich kid in the band, they're going to lose their ass, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're playing shitty music that probably will get popular.
And, you know, I mean, with all this time that you've been around and stuff as a band, I mean, and I'm pretty sure you've seen countless of good bands come and go. What do you think is, you know, the common ground between being good and being persistent? What do you think is rewarded the most?
Just hard work, you know. That's really it, you know. There's if you give a fuck, you're not gonna put out shitty records, you know. You got to be picky, and being anal helps a lot, you know, in writing records. You got to like nitpick everything. And that's what we did, you know. That's what we've done with every record. Some records have been a little bit more rushed than others, but we just learned to like take our time with it. And it's better, like, you know, a record label or somebody, you know, other people, everyone's going to want you to hurry up and get it done. But, you know, the only people that are going to pay for that is you when you put out a shitty record and nobody wants to hear it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So we just take our time and, you know, make sure we're having fun with it. Write the best stuff you can.
And what has been, in your opinion, your biggest achievement with the band so far?
Shit, man, wow. That's tough. For me, just the fact that my parents finally realized what I was doing, you know, and like, that was a good achievement for me to like, for my parents to actually understand that this is what I want to do with my life, instead of like, and I don't mean just me, that's a waste, I mean like playing music, you know. When your family stops going, oh, when are you going to get a real job, and then they finally go, whoa, wow, then you're actually like accomplishing something, you know, that's a pretty good achievement. I also thought touring with At the Gates was awesome.
And how do you...
And we played with Slayer one time, and that was pretty cool, too, for me.
And what do you think of all the, you know, those tour packages that come around the U.S. where you have, like, a black metal band, a thrash band, a gothic band, and all this mix and match? Are you pro at that?
I love that.
In what sense do you think it's better or not better?
I'm not really sure which tour you're referring to, but like, as in general, if it's a show, I'd much rather go see a show that has your band than going to a thrash show with just fucking six thrash bands that sound exactly the same, or like a black metal show that every band sounds the same. I'd rather like go and, you know, I'd rather go see bands that sound different. Maybe it'll turn me on to a different kind of music, you know. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music. I'm sure you do. We're music fans. We're not just thrash fans. Or we might not just be metal fans, you know. I'm not just a metal fan. You probably aren't either, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So why do you just want to go to a show that is that, you know, or one kind of metal? A lot of young people, it kind of bums me out sometimes that they just classify everything. It's like, it's got to be black thrash or, you know, like, shoegaze. You know, it's like now every kind of music has 7 million different, like, levels of music that they're on. It's kind of a bummer, you know, and it's kind of hard to keep track of too. How about like just say they sound good and go listen to them instead of like what kind of? It's funny. I've seen like YouTube comments like on the thing, and it's like kids just don't understand. Like, wait, this isn't thrash. Wait, no, this is a different kind of. This is crossover thrash. Oh, this isn't black thrash? Like, it's just like, what the fuck does it matter? Like, do you like the song or not? Like, people are so worried about classifying everything. I think it takes the fun out of listening to music, you know? Stop thinking about it so hard and just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's fairly true. I mean, now there's so many genres that when we review albums, we don't know what to pick in the list.
Yeah. Oh, and don't get the wrong genre. Like, if you say it's the wrong subgenre, they're gonna lynch you.
Yep, pretty much.
You don't know music if you don't know that it's Appalachian snow metal.
Yep, that's exactly true. And then you have all these bands coming up with their own genres, which is even more funny.
Yeah, because they're groundbreaking.
Yeah,
they're just yeah.
So, I mean, so you guys are pretty much set for Riku Brass for a bit, the album's coming out, what's more in store? I mean, like you mentioned, you have videos, you have a bunch of good ideas, but what's solid, set in stone for the next few months for Municipal Waste?
Set in stone right now for the next few months is, we're still winding down from having a year off, so this is just the beginning, like, as we're recording this album, so we still got to finish recording, which is going to take another few weeks. Then we got to work on the artwork, get the album straight. So right now, man, we're just all focused on the records. And there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel, and there's a lot of stuff like that's on the horizon. Nothing's solid yet, so I can't really say. But like, it's going to be, you know, once the record's done and next year comes around when it's ready to drop, it's gonna be a lot of good shit on the horizon, a lot of good stuff coming up.
And how do you feel? How do you think that you guys are gonna keep the momentum going? That since you had a few shows, I mean, the change of labels, I mean, the label's pushing you guys, you know, to do interviews, get out there. So, what do you think that in the middle has to happen? Maybe some release some tracks, an EP or something, or is there no talks on that?
We got a split with Toxic Holocaust coming out, which is pretty cool. It's a split 7-inch coming out, and we're working on some other interesting ideas as far as that goes too.
Oh.
Maybe an EP, and who else knows? I mean, we're not really sure. There's a lot of cool shit coming up.
Okay, so, I mean, just kind of wrap things up, is there, like, anything that you want to say to the people in North America that are going to be checking out this interview and waiting for the album, as well as people in Europe?
Yeah, see you next year, because it's going to be a big one for us, and thanks for paying attention to us and keeping up with us for 10 years, you know, and, yeah, we're going to bring it next year.